Beloved friends, how precious are the many titles belonging to our Lord Jesus Christ when they are revealed to our hearts from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. We praise God for these four precious titles in the book of Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 4, where we have learned that our Lord Jesus is named first, the cornerstone; second, the nail; third, the battle bow; and fourth, the absolute monarch or ruler. We have already considered the Lord Jesus in the first two names, the cornerstone and the nail. At his first advent to the earth, these he came to be, not only for Israel, not only for the church, but for every individual man, woman, boy, and girl who will trust him as their Savior. We do pray that all of our listeners can truthfully say, Christ is my cornerstone for eternity. I build my faith and my hope upon him and his great redemptive work at Calvary. We trust that all of you can also say, he is my nail. All my sins were laid upon him, and I lay my cares upon him. My nail, I would even hang the service of my life, not on myself, but upon him, the Blessed One called the nail. Now we begin the consideration of the third title given to Christ, the battle bow. Let me once again emphasize that its chief interpretation in this prophecy refers to his second coming to the earth. Let me prove this from the words of Zechariah in chapter 14, and listen to the words of God. When in a coming day, very soon, God will cause a worldwide anti-Semitic hatred of Israel to appear, when every nation upon the earth will be endeavoring to destroy the people of Israel permanently. If you do not believe it, my friend, you better start studying the prophecies of the Bible. Oh, listen to God saying these words in Zechariah chapter 14. I will gather all nations, not just a few, my friend, all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Unquote. My beloved friend, let me solemnly say, this is a future event, and all the present talk of world peace around the world today is absolute folly. Men, not even the best of them, not even the greatest, will ever bring peace to pass in this world. But someday, very soon, instead of, as it is today, instead of the continent of Europe being the centrality of world interest, the centrality of world interest and divine interest will be pinpointed in the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. God is going to bring all the nations to bid to battle at Jerusalem in that coming day. May I state that the nation or men who believe they can cheat a moral God in a moral universe, they are but a moral imbecile. Is it not written, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2, and they shall not escape. My beloved friend, let me ask a question. Do you not think that it is time for every one of us to realize the second coming of Christ, his second advent to the earth, when he will come to destroy his enemies and fight for his earthly people? Instead of being so absorbed at this season with merriment and sinful pleasure as we are, and selfish indulgence, and all the abounding lawlessness and wickedness that is upon every side? Is it not time for us to think? Surely Christ is coming as the battle bowl. I commend to you the reading of three very short chapters in that little prophecy of Joel. And you will find that God is going to come down in fearful anger and wrath against all the nations. He challenges them in that prophecy, make preparation to fight. I have a controversy with you. You must and you will face me in battle. Read it for yourself. Wake up, my friend. It is inevitable. How near it must be. For Christ is not called the battle bowl without a reason. Oh, my beloved, he is coming to battle. But let me insert a truth. For my fellow believers today, may I ask the question? For your heart as well as for mine, is he your battle bow? Is he my battle bow? For we are told we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We face spiritual battles of many kinds from the devil and others. But may I ask the question, my Christian friend, do you fight your own battles? I hope you do not. The Christian should say, Christ is my battle bow. Have you never read the words of Romans 8 and verse 37? Listen to them. We are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. And even though all the universe may be against us, as you may read down through verse 39, yet what does it mean? We can be more than a conqueror. Well, let me ask the question, what is a conqueror? Surely we would say, is not a conqueror a person who will win by fighting? Well, if that's true, what is it to be more than a conqueror? Surely to be more than a conqueror, is it not to be one who wins without fighting? Without fighting. The Lord takes charge of the battle. Oh, my beloved, let me be reminded with you that long centuries ago, King Jehoshaphat of Judah and his people were told, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. When they were surrounded by an innumerable company of enemies, as you can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and in verse 17, they were told, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the believer, Christ is the battle bow. How true were the words of a dear old Christian man of whom I knew, when challenged by an unbeliever where he worked, saying to him, what can you do, uncle, when the devil comes around and tempts you? You are no match for the devil. The dear old brother, his answer was very true when he said, when the devil comes round and tempts me, I gets down upon my knees and I prays, Lord, help, the devil am tampering with your property. That was true theology. Christ was his battle bowl. Christ was his battle bowl. Oh, my beloved, let me recapitulate these two facts. What a joy to realize the day is coming very near. The moment is actually getting nearer when Christ is coming again. Not as a savior, but as the battle bowl, coming to the earth and to destroy all of his enemies. To deliver a godly remnant of faithful, believing, pious Jews in that great day of battle, when never again after that will any nation oppress them. For in that day with a rod of iron, the enemies of Israel and the enemies of Christ will be destroyed. He will be the victorious battle bowl. But then let me please again remark, for the believer today, every Christian should be more than a conqueror, able to say, Christ is not only my cornerstone, he is not only my nail, but he is also my battle bow. and agree with the beloved Apostle Paul when he wrote, "We are more than conquerors through him that loveth us." But to my unsaved listener, may I ask the question, do you know this person? We are talking about a real life person who came to the earth from heaven above to be the cornerstone, to be the nail, whereby you and I can find him as the one upon whom we must and can build our hopes for eternal glory. He died for our sins. He was the nail that was nailed to the cross, and he bore our sins in his own body upon the tree. Yes, my beloved friend, if you know him not, I covet and I pray earnestly that you will come to know this Savior. These are titles that tell who he is, that tell what he is, together with what he can do for you. You can come to him, poor, guilty, hell-deserving sinner that you are and that I am, and you can rest your soul's foundation upon him for eternity, and say, upon Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Then you can acknowledge him as my nail. All my sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them upon the tree. God who knew them laid them upon him. And believing, I'm free. My beloved, when you know him as the cornerstone for your soul, the nail for your soul, then you've got a battle bow. For you, he will fight the battles of life, bring you safely through every battle, and faithfully be yours to the end of the journey until you reach the glory above. Come to the Lord Jesus and enjoy these precious titles. Why not get acquainted with Christ? Make him your cornerstone today. Make him your nail. And then he'll be your battle bow. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we've been able, by thy grace and by thy Spirit only, to seek feebly to exalt his precious name with all of its meaning. May the Holy Spirit convey it in power and conviction and blessing to every heart. For his name's sake we ask. Amen.